Dr. Arthur Perry. He's one of the top plastic surgeons. He's got offices in Manhattan, New Jersey. You know, and he's been doing a show here on WOR for years and years and years. Very popular show and a great plastic surgeon. Everybody has questions on this subject, so he's the guy to ask. Dr. Arthur Perry.
No, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
And I went to his office, and I said, I said, look at my face. He goes, yeah, look at your face. We're going to do with your face. What can you do with his face? I go like that. I swear to God. I go, look at this. I'm getting old. I said, I want to maybe you could fix it up a little bit.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry, the best in plastic surgery.
Remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And we are live today. It's a beautiful day in June. And I hope you're enjoying this wonderful weather. And I hope you're using your sunscreen. Oh, it's important. Remember, any day with a UV index over 3, which it has been consistently now, you need your sunscreen. Well, we're back on the air. We haven't been on for about a month. We'll talk about that, why I've been off for a while. We'll talk at the end of the show about that. But for now, we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about your wrinkles and your jowls and your small breasts and your big hips. That's what the show is all about. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. And we've been doing this show for a long, long time now. Noah and I, Noah in New York, me in the bunker in New Jersey right now, but back in New York when we open up a bit. We've been doing this show since 2005, and I hope you've been listening. And if this is your very first time listening, well, give us a call. 800-321-0710 is the phone number in New York, 800-321-0710. This is a call-in show from anywhere in the United States. Give us a call. It's a free call. Aren't all calls free kind of now? You know, it's changed a lot, isn't it? Well, you can give us a call, but you have to have a good question for me. You can't just say hello. I like saying hello, but just give me a question, something that's been keeping you up at night, and we'll send you a bottle of Daytime. What is Daytime? Well, Daytime is my skin protector. And it is a wonderful skin protector, an SPF 20. Actually, measures a 23. We round down. Can't round up. The FDA doesn't like that, but we can certainly round down. It will give you more than an SPF 20. It's got zinc oxide. Zinc oxide is the best sunscreen. It really is. It's the safest sunscreen. The FDA has actually said that. The chemical sunscreens are not considered uniformly safe. Zinc oxide and titanium dioxide are considered safe. And that's all I would ever put in my sunscreens because I don't want my sunscreen getting absorbed into my body, and you should not either, because most of the sunscreens that are clear, that are chemical sunscreens, are also endocrine disruptors. Big words. But that means they interfere with your hormones, and who needs that, right? I mean, really, there's an argument to be made for actually these sunscreens causing or contributing to breast cancer. And if you follow the story and follow the papers, the endocrine disruptors increasing estrogen levels in the body or acting like estrogen in the body, and estrogen is directly related to the incidence of breast cancer. I'm not saying that all sunscreens cause breast cancer, but if you put the points together, it's very, very suspicious. And there's a rise in breast cancer in the United States over the last 30 years. Coincident with the rise in the use of chemical sunscreen. So I stay away from them, and I advise my patients to stay away from them. What is a good sunscreen? Zinc oxide. It stays on the surface of your skin, does not get absorbed in your body. Micronized zinc oxide is what I put in my daytime. You might have heard of the nanoparticles. There's a lot of argument about nanoparticles. I personally believe that zinc oxide nanoparticles are safe. I don't put them in my creams, but I would not have a problem if you used nanoparticle zinc oxide. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm board-certified plastic surgeon. I am here to take your phone calls, and I understand we already have a phone call. Go ahead. I don't have the name, Noah. Tell me who's calling.
Gene,
what can I do for you? Gene,
yes, I would like to know if all therapy is as good a process for getting rid of wrinkles as surgery.
Gene, how old are you?
78.
Okay, and how much do you weigh? How's that for a personal question?
120.
Coincidentally, that's what my thigh weighs. That's good. Okay, so Gene, the question is all therapy as good as surgery? First, let me explain to the millions of listeners from Maine to Virginia who haven't a clue what all therapy is. All therapy is ultrasonic therapy to lift the tissue, to maybe destroy a little bit of fat, to improve the quality of the skin. It's been around for about 10 years now. I've been using it for about 10 years. I was an early user of that technology because I like Althera. Althera is the brand name for all therapy. So what does it do? Well, we can take sound energy. We know that sound has energy, right? When you stand near a truck and you're on the sidewalk on Fifth Avenue, the truck barrels past you or those buses, your pants and your clothing vibrate just a little bit because the sound waves have traveled through the air. The energy of the sound waves have caused your clothing to move. Well, we can actually intensify that, but we can make it to a sound that you can't hear. That's called ultrasound, and that's what Althera is. It's high-energy ultrasound, and it's focused. It's focused underneath the skin, and we focus it so that we actually, you ready for this, Gene? We actually burn you. We burn you. We burn you purposely. Oh, my goodness. We do a lot of that in surgery. We hurt people to help them. We use lasers to burn people. We use Althera to burn people, radio frequency, because your body has a reaction to being burned, and hopefully it's not a uncontrolled burn. It's a very controlled burn. Your body shrinks the tissue after a burn, and it also generates new collagen. So we take advantage of that age-old healing process with Althera. So I like Althera. I use it to raise the brows. I use it to raise the jowls. I use it to tighten the skin of the neck. And in selected people, I can actually destroy a little bit of fat in the neck. Now, who is the best candidate for Althera? Younger, that means people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, but maybe not 70s and 80s. And thinner, that means people who are like you are, Gene, at your ideal weight. If you're obese, it doesn't work as well. And the reason for that is because the effect of Althera is an absolute effect as opposed to a percentage. That means it does a certain job, whether you're thin or fat. And if you're overweight, you don't see the effect. And if you're underweight or ideal weight, you'll see more of the effect. When you're young, the tissue responds better to Althera because it's inherently tighter when you're young. So that's the background for Althera. Now, the question is it as good as surgery? Absolutely not. How's that? I took 10 minutes to get to your answer. But the reason it's not as good as surgery is because the effects are small with Althera. They're real, but they're small. The effects with surgery are large, are pronounced, are visible. About 20 to 30% of people who have Althera say they have a really nice result. And the rest say it's better, but it's not incredible. And that's the truth with Althera, and I like it. It's got a place in the management of aging and aging skin, but it's not for everybody. Who is it for? It's for people who don't want surgery. I don't know why anyone would not want surgery. It's for people who are maybe too ill to have surgery because they have chronic diseases such as diabetes or uncontrolled hypertension or something like that. Because Althera can be used. There are people that we can't do Althera in, but for the most part, if you've got a chronic illness, you can still have Althera, whereas you might not be a candidate for surgery. It's also less expensive than surgery, but it doesn't last as long as surgery. So the effects of Althera last around 2 years. The effects of a facelift last maybe 5, 10 years or even longer. So the question for you, you're 78 years old, can you benefit? You might be a candidate. You might not be a candidate. I'd have to take a look at you. 78 doesn't exclude you from it. I've had plenty of people in your age group who I've done the procedure on, and I can show you photographs in the office. People are happy. Not everybody. Again, it's not a procedure that has a 100% uniform, patients being thrilled. But it is a good procedure and has a real place now after 10 years in cosmetic surgery. All right, Jean?
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
All right. I hope I've answered your question, and not sure if I've sold you, but remember, the job of a good plastic surgeon is not to sell you. The job of a plastic surgeon is to offer a procedure, and if it's an appropriate procedure for you, then you might have that. Beware of doctors who sell procedures, who get you in the office and, sign up fast, sign up before you're out of here, like buying that refrigerator in the store. You don't want that. You don't want a doctor like that. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. There's a lot to talk about in the show today. We're going to talk about some new things in plastic surgery. We're going to talk about face masks. Yes, I can't get off that topic with the coronavirus. We're going to talk about that when we return. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-321-0710 is the number. We'll be right back. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is a live edition of What's Your Wrinkle? We're back on the air. And by the way, we are back in the office. I've been waiting a long time. I've been off for over 3 months, 3.5 months with this coronavirus. No, I didn't have it. But, we had the law in New Jersey and New York that said practices like mine could not be open, but we can now. So we are opening on Monday. We are going to see patients for the first time since, February. It's been a long time. It was winter. It was cold. It was snow the last time we saw patients. But now we're back in action. We'll be seeing patients in New Jersey this week and New York to follow. So feel free to give us a call. We'll be doing a little bit of the Zoom consultation still for those of you who don't want to come into the office. We're preparing to do that, FaceTime or Zoom. That's a nice way to do it. It actually works pretty well. I've had a lot of the meetings at Columbia and with others on Zoom, and that's a good way to go. It's not a substitute for examining you and feeling your your face and whatever it is we need to actually physically feel. But we can do about 80% of what we accomplish in a consultation that way. So if you do live in New York and you don't want to come out to New Jersey, we can do the consultations that way. Just give my nurse a call on Monday morning. She is raring to go. She's tired of sitting at the desk staring at the window. She's ready to go. All right, and so am I. So that's the good news. And by the way, I did forget to mention we have a special going on with our skincare. It's the summer. All of a sudden, it's the summer. We've hyperspaced from the winter to the summer. We're back, and we're having a special for daytime. That's at SPF 20. It's a sunscreen. Yes, it's a skin protector. It's got niacinamide, technically, in it. It's got vitamin B3 and B5. Those are the vitamins that improve the integrity of your skin. That means it makes your skin a little bit more resilient when assaulted by things like soap and pollutants and things of that nature. So it's a skin protector. It's a foundation underneath your makeup. You put it on in the morning, let it dry, give it a couple minutes, do something else, and then put a powder makeup. And I recommend a pressed powder as opposed to a loose powder because you breathe in less of that. You know, you can't use a cream makeup, unfortunately, on top of my daytime because they mix. It's like a chemistry experiment. And sometimes it can pill. Men, you don't want to hear this discussion, but women understand what I'm talking about. So let it dry. It's your foundation. It provides a nice sheen, a nice surface for your makeup, and then put on your powder makeup. And there you go. You've got an SPF 20 sunscreen, and not like what your makeup might say. A lot of people say to me, well, why don't I just use makeup that has sunscreen in it? You can't do that because the amount of sunscreen that you put on with the makeup is not enough to give you the indicated SPF. It gets technical, but you have to put a lot of sunscreen on to get that SPF. And when you put makeup on, you're only putting a little tiny bit on, a very fine layer, right? So you don't get the SPF. So you cannot rely on makeup to provide SPF, you know, sunscreen coverage. But you can with the daytime. So daytime, use the Summer 2020 code. That's what it is. Summer 2020, you get 30% off daytime. And you go to the website, it's drperrys.com, and you have to choose the single bottle option. Don't choose the three bottle option. It's a single bottle option, but you can have as many as you want. Stock up now for the summer because this is, I can tell you, this will be the best sale for the summer. So go ahead and you can use it. A lot of people use my sunscreen on their arms, on their hands. Some people use it on their pet pigs. Yes, it's true. I've heard that. I don't know who, but it's true. All right. The phone number here at WOR is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. So how many of you are using your mask? I was in Manhattan a couple days ago bringing my daughter back to her apartment, and I saw lots of people wandering the streets without masks or with their masks pulled down so that their nose is exposed. I guess people have a death wish. There's no other answer, right? You know, why would you not use a mask? It's incredible. Masks are absolutely proven to save lives. And here in Orange County, California, not Orange County, New York, but Orange County, California, they just made the mask use optional. That's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It is the single most effective method of stopping the transmission of this virus, despite what your government tells you. Using a properly fitted mask, and if you don't have a good mask, use any mask because you'll still get help. And it's been well shown. The publications are out there. There was a publication in Lancet yesterday, and they looked at 172 papers now looking at coronavirus and how, you know, it's all of a sudden there's a lot of papers being published. And they looked at these papers and the methods of preventing transmission of the virus. So this is the June. If you want to go online, I have I posted this on my Facebook page. The article is called "Physical Distancing, Face Masks, and Eye Protection to Prevent Person-to-Person Transmission of SARS-CoV-2." You know, COVID-19, all those names that we love to say. The bottom line of this paper. You don't have to read the whole thing, but they said certainly the use of face masks would result in a large reduction in the risk of infection. And this is taking 172 studies, looking at thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and making a conclusion that face masks are important. So wear your face mask. If you have an N95 mask, that's great. If you don't, use the best mask you can find. If you don't have a medical or surgical mask, then use those cloth masks. But use the masks. Do not be led astray by ignorant, idiotic, and stupid politicians. How's that? All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, WOR's plastic surgeon. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. 800-321-0710. So I do a lot of rhinoplasties when I'm operating, when I'm not quarantining. Rhinoplasties are an operation to change the shape of the nose. It's a cosmetic operation. It's not a functional operation. The functional operation is called the septoplasty. That's where we operate on the breathing structures of the nose. But I don't do that. I operate on the cosmetic aspects of the nose, and that's called a rhinoplasty. And it's one of the procedures that I love to do. It is my favorite procedure. It's the most artistic procedure in all of cosmetic surgery, and it is the most difficult procedure in cosmetic surgery. And the reason it's difficult is because there are so many variants. Just take a look at everybody's nose. They're all different. And when we lift up the skin, you can't do this at home, by the way, when we lift up the skin of the nose to expose the cartilages and the bones of the nose, we see things that we can't even examine. When I feel a nose prior to surgery in a consultation and in the second visit before surgery, I do my best to feel the cartilages and get an idea of what they would look like. But I'm constantly surprised, and so are all my colleagues, because you open up the nose, that means we lift up the skin, and we see cracks in the cartilage that you cannot feel, divots, irregular contours, all sorts of things. And then when we start doing the rhinoplasty, tissues from one person or another behave a little differently. The cartilages of the nose, they're sort of like plastic material. And in a rhinoplasty, we shape those cartilages and then sew them together. Sometimes we take cartilage from one area of the nose and put it in another area. That's called a graft. Most rhinoplasties were making the nose a little bit smaller, or a lot smaller. Some rhinoplasties were making it a little bit larger, and some were changing just the dimensions, the angles of the nose, but not really changing the size of the nose. So it makes it a very, very interesting operation where no two noses are alike. Well, there's something called the non-surgical rhinoplasty, which a lot of people ask me about. And in fact, for about a decade now, people have been asking me, coming in, I'd like a non-surgical rhinoplasty. It was first described in 2006, so it's not new. It's 14 years. That was about 3 years after the introduction of Restylane. I think that was FDA approved in 2003. Collagen was before Restylane. That was the very first wrinkle filler in 1981. But collagen was not useful for manipulating tissues like the nose. We couldn't make noses bigger with collagen. We couldn't change angles. And the reason was collagen did not have the, the word I'll use for you is viscosity. You know, the thickness of the material. It wasn't enough to hold the tissues up. And it also went away very fast. Collagen goes away anywhere from 2 weeks to maybe 3 or 4 months. And that's why when collagen injections were the only thing around, people had many, many injections every year, probably more common or more frequent than the use of Botox, which lasts about 4 months. So certainly collagen wasn't good, but Restylane came in 2003, and by 2006, the first paper was published on the non-surgical rhinoplasty, and that was where Restylane or something like that. Restylane is hyaluronic acid, by the way, and there are lots of them now. Juvederm and many other competitors make hyaluronic acid containing wrinkle fillers, and in this case, it's not really filling a wrinkle, right? We're filling a nose, but we kind of still call it wrinkle filler. So the hyaluronic acid that was used in 2006, very similar to what we use now, the techniques have been refined. Over the years, the non-surgical rhinoplasty, and that is the injection of filler into the nose, has kind of come and gone with different reports in the literature. So what can we change by injecting something into the nose? Well, we can hide a hump. if you've got a hump on your nose, as long as it's not too big, I can inject on top of the hump and on the bottom of the hump and minimize, not make it go away, but certainly make the hump seem a little less obvious. I can also fill in what's called the radix. Who knows what the radix is? Raise your hand. Okay, I see some people out there. All right, so the radix is the low point of the nose between the brows. It's the starting point of the nose. And if the radix is low, if that point between your brows is low, then it makes your hump look bigger and your nose look bigger. So sometimes all we need to do is fill in the radix, the top of the nose, and we do that surgically by using grafts, cartilage grafts, or what's called fascial grafts. We take some fascia from the underneath the scalp, or fat. We can fill it with many different things to raise the radix, and that gives the illusion that the nose is smaller. So how can we actually make the nose bigger and make it seem smaller? It's all an illusion, and we do that all the time. And certainly for the tip of the nose, we can use filler to make your tip more prominent if your nose doesn't have enough projection. All these big words that we use in plastic surgery. Projection is the distance your nose comes off of your face, as opposed to the length of your nose, which is from the top of the nose to the bottom of the nose. Well, you know, we have to be able to communicate in plastic surgery. And it helps if you're having your nose done that you know some of these terms. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the new study that looked at many, 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 5,000 people that had their noses done in a non-surgical way with filler. And some interesting conclusions came from that study. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is WOR's What's Your Wrinkle? 800-321-0710. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books, and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. The phone number 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. And I am a board certified plastic surgeon. If you're driving around Manhattan, there aren't too many people driving around. Well, the traffic is picking up now, but a month ago there weren't many people. And this week there were actually, I have to say, there were some people around Manhattan. But the drive in took about 45 minutes from Central Jersey. Sometimes it can be hours during the week. So, you know, I guess that's a good thing. Not really. We want things to be back to normal in New York, don't we? We don't want this this epidemic to go on much longer. And I think if we all pull together, we can shorten it faster. That's a redundant word. We can shorten it faster by using masks, the social distancing, a little bit ridiculous because we talked last month about how a sneeze can travel, the coronavirus can travel 30 feet with a sneeze. So, but if you wear a mask and you sneeze, you're not going to get those big droplets spreading out. So, so certainly the single most important thing is the mask. I think our legislators are correct in opening up to a certain extent, but certainly I think we're all going to be wearing masks and not shaking hands and not hugging and doing all those things for a long, long time, if not forever. Well, we were talking about the non-surgical rhinoplasty. There was a publication in Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery last month, and they looked at 5,000 non-surgical rhinoplasties out of Britain. That's a lot. That's a lot for anybody. You know, I've done a lot, but I haven't done 5,000. I don't know anyone that does, but this plastic surgeon in Britain did. And he published his series and said, you know, this is a pretty safe procedure. You know, one of the drawbacks over the years has been the fear of blindness, heaven forbid, blindness. And I've talked about that on this show. The blood vessels in the nose connect with the blood vessels behind the eye. And if the hyaluronic acid or any filler is injected into the nose and you're unlucky enough to get into one of those blood vessels, it could result in immediate and irreversible blindness, heaven forbid. And there are many cases in the literature. I personally don't know any plastic surgeon, and I'm connected in the New York, New Jersey community. I know a lot of plastic surgeons. I'm on the faculty of Columbia and Rutgers. I don't know anyone that's had that complication, but it's in the literature. And so we have to tell people that it is a possibility. And the most dangerous area has been between the brows, injecting between the brows, those wrinkles that you can get. We don't want to inject filler in that area. And then the nose. So this study is a very important study because it refined a technique to inject the filler. And I won't bore you with the details, but basically, you know, we need to go in just the right area of the nose to inject and then spread the material around. And if we do that and follow the guidelines of this particular paper, the risks were pretty low. Of the 5,000 people, they did have a half of a percent, that's 0.5% rate of getting it into blood vessels. There were no cases of blindness. So there were a couple dozen patients that had endangered noses, but the doctor knew exactly what to do. Massage took care of half of those. And then the injection of something called hyaluronidase, which is an enzyme that dissolves the hyaluronic acid, took care of the others. And there were no people in this study that had permanent deformities, and that's good, or permanent loss of tissue, that's good, or heaven forbid, blindness. So, you know, I think there is some risk in doing this procedure. There's a risk with anything. There's a risk with driving and walking across the street, right? But you have to do that. You don't have to have your nose made larger. But when we consider the risks of surgical rhinoplasty versus non-surgical rhinoplasty, all in all, the non-surgical beats the surgical. But remember, we can only do a few things with the non-surgical rhinoplasty. There's only a few, we call them deformities, that we can correct. We can hide a hump. We can fix a sagging tip, make it a little bit more refined. And we can also, we can fix deformities that occur after surgery. And 20% of the cases in this particular study were exactly that. You know, there are some minor things that can occur after rhinoplasty surgery. They could be, you know, very small depression or a graft that moves, or there's a number of things that can happen, and it's very common. And in fact, complications, aesthetic complications after rhinoplasty occur in 10 to 20% of people. That's high. That's high with me or any plastic surgeon that's honest. So if someone tells you they never have to reoperate on a nose, my chief at the University of Chicago used to say there's only two types of surgeons that never have to reoperate on a nose, and those are ones that have only done three or four, so they haven't gotten to that point yet, or liars. You know, really true. So real surgeons, unfortunately, things happen, and anyone who tells you otherwise is living in a fantasy world. We want to minimize the things that happen, but it is a, you know, it's not like fixing a car where you can just replace a door on the car. And it should be exactly the way it should be. Surgery is not that easy and not that way. But we want to minimize these things, and you don't want a surgeon that has complications with every patient, right? So the non-surgical rhinoplasty has a place, and certainly it might have a place in you. So Noah tells me our board is absolutely full. So we've got Barbara. Barbara, what can I do for you? What is your wrinkle?
Yes, hi, doctor. Thank you for taking my call. I had a question as to what you may know and what your opinion is about a fairly, I guess, new procedure called microneedling.
Okay. First of all, how old are you?
I am 64.
Okay. And what would you, before we even get into the discussion, what would you want to accomplish with microneedling?
Well, I'd like to, my concern is tightening and lifting. I've had in the past filler and Botox and so forth and so on. I was trying to get away from that, and this procedure, the way they talk about it, seems to, it says that it will rejuvenate, tighten, and lift skin. So I was thinking about trying it, but I have no idea if it's just something that they're peddling, or if it's really worthwhile.
Let's talk about microneedling a little bit. Have you ever seen a farm? Have you grown up on a farm or lived in the country?
I've been to one, but yes, no, I haven't.
Okay. They have these machines that punch holes in the soil to aerate the soil so that the soil doesn't compact down and the water and nutrients can get into the soil before they plant. That's what microneedling reminds me of, these farm implements, because microneedling is a machine. It's a procedure that uses a machine that puts little tiny holes. It's on a roller, or on the early ones were on a roller. The more sophisticated ones are on an oscillating array of needles that go up and down and punch holes into the skin. And some of those actually have electric current that's delivered to the tissue. The range in price for a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist to buy one of these machines is anywhere from $500 to $85,000. And that reflects the immense difference in how many different types of machines there are out there. So I've looked at these over the last 3 or so years. By the way, it's not new. In my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, which is like 10 years old already, more than that, I wrote about this this technique because it was out there. And I think I even put a picture of one of these farm implements that the Yale University Press pulled, because I don't think they like that. But certainly, it's not a new procedure. But in my field, you know, just there's a lot of people that get publicity about procedures, and there's a lot of companies that put out a machine. You know, they're always wanting to put out a machine because they have to continue their income sources. So the machines are out there with or without the publications. And I've looked at the publications, and I personally am not convinced that microneedling is a procedure that I want to do, because microneedling, I don't think, provides a good enough, a uniform enough result. And there are so many different machines out there. Again, some are a fixed depth. Some are variable depth. That means they punch holes variable depths. The whole idea, by the way, we talked earlier in the show, we want to injure the skin to create a response. And that's a great example. After microneedling, if it's a vigorous microneedling exercise, your skin looks a little bit like hamburger. It can be a very mild technique with very superficial passes, or very deep. You know, there's a lot of variability in it. And certainly what we're doing is creating an injury in the skin so that the skin responds with that very same shrinkage and generation of collagen that it does with a laser, or it does with many other techniques. That's what we're trying to achieve with microneedling. The problem with microneedling is I just don't think at this point, that doesn't mean 6 months from now I might be saying something different, but right now I'm not convinced that the results are good enough and uniform enough with any of the machines. And You know, that's my feeling. I know a lot of people disagree with that. Everybody wants to do these things. Beware of the estheticians. Sorry to my esthetician friends.
This is a physician. I would never allow.
There's lots of people that are doing these things. There's lots of people. You can even buy these home machines and do it to yourself.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, be careful.
I think I'd rather stick with the fillers because the price point on this, it says you need anywhere from 4 to 6 treatments. And then if you do an infusion of products, you're up to about $2,500. That's a lot of filler that you could get for that amount of money.
And
so
the infusion,
I think you talked me out of it.
The idea of infusion of products, so we're breaking the skin barrier and infusing products in. But remember the products, things like vitamin C, vitamin A, they have to be given every day. So if you get one dose, it's the same with oxygen infusions, these crazy things where people go to and have oxygen infused into their body. That's nuts. Maybe it does something for 5 minutes, but about 6 seconds after you finish the procedure, you're right back to where you were before. There's a lot of fraud out there. There's a lot of people wanting to make a buck, and you have to be careful. You really do, because otherwise you'll just have a procedure that's pretty useless. If you want to pick up for about probably $3 or $4 these days, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, I'm trying hard to write a next edition of it. It's something always seems to get in my way to finish this book. But certainly it was a very, very well-researched book. You can buy it on Amazon, and it even talks about things like microneedling. So thanks so much for the phone call. I appreciate it.
That's a great resource. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. There's so much to talk about. I've been off the air for a long time, so I wish they'd give me 2 hours. Noah, we're going to take a short break. 800-321-0710 is the phone number. We'll be back after these words. Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin. I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. So you're living in New York or the area around New York, and it's getting to you already. We've got this pandemic. You've got stores boarded up. It's really something, isn't it? Don't you want to escape? You know, even for a weekend, when you like to go up to Highland Falls, you know where Highland Falls is? It's right where West Point is. Isn't Trump speaking there today? Bear Mountain area, West Point. It's about 50 miles north of the city. It's beautiful up there on the Hudson River. Well, you can get an apartment, a house, a whole house that you could go to for a weekend or just escape during the next pandemic. if you give Bobby Fallon a call. Bobby Fallon is a realtor, and she's still selling houses in Highland Falls. Her phone number is 845-446-2238. That's 845-446-2238. Now, Bobby is a great realtor. She's got one house at 58 Undiora Park in the nicest section of Highland Falls, overlooking the river. You can look at the sailboats, the water skiers on the Hudson. It's an incredible three-bedroom house. It is less than the cost of a studio in Manhattan. So give Bobby a call if you want to escape Manhattan, even if it's just for the weekend. With prices like this, you can actually have a house up there and keep that little tiny shoebox you have in Manhattan and actually treat yourself like a human getting out of the city. I'm not getting down on New York, am I? Oh, well, Highland Falls, that's what you want to do. Bobby Fallon, 845-446-2238. Give her a call. I think we've got Vince on the line. Vince, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Yes, hi. Thanks, Doc, for taking my call. Deep acne scars. Is there something that you can do for that to get rid of them?
How old are you, Vince?
I'm 60, but my son has the same problem I have, and he's 30. So he's all finished with his acne now, and both of us could use it.
Okay, so that's the key question: is the acne over? Is it quiet now? So it is in you and also your son?
Yeah, it's quiet in
good.
Both of us. It's been quiet
good.
In me for a long time.
It's the only good thing about growing older, right? You know.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing else. All right, Vince. So here's how we approach acne scars like that. So there are different types of acne scars. There's the ice pick scars. Those are the real deep ones. Do you have any of those?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are the more shallow ones. What's that, sir?
And so does he also. Very similar to mine.
Yep.
My son.
All right, so the first step is to get rid of those really deep ones with these little tiny micro excisions. So we numb those up and excise the deep areas. And the goal of that is to bring the skin on either side of the acne scar up to the same height. The problem with acne scars is that light casts a shadow in the acne scar, and the deeper the scar, the darker the shadow. So the real deep ones we can't fill or do anything with. We actually have to excise those. So, you know, we might do 5, we might do 50 in one day. And then we let things heal. Each of those have 1 or 2 stitches. You know, you look like you've gone a couple rounds with Mike Tyson afterwards, but in about 5 or 6 days, the stitches come out. And then we wait a couple months, and then you're ready for stage 2. And stage 2 then is, in this era, in the 2020s or the 2020s, whatever this year is called, pretty lousy year, by the way, in this year, we do filler. So I used to do real dermabrasion, sanding down the skin. And then I switched to the lasers of the skin. Sometimes we even did a facelift. All those techniques improve the skin 10%, 20%, 30%, but it's what's called a long run for short gain. When filler came in 2003, when Restylane and then Juvederm and those different fillers came in, that was the game changer with acne scars, because we can fill those scars and bring the depressed scar up to the level of the surrounding skin so that we don't see as deep a shadow or any shadow, hopefully. The patients that I've done this on are some of the happiest patients because they've gone through 30 years, 40 years, many, many years of living with the scarring and the filler. You're not going to have absolutely smooth skin, but you can have significantly smoother skin. And that's the key. And the filler, most of my patients that do this come in every 6 months. They don't want to let the filler wear off. Wrinkle filler nowadays lasts about a year or so, maybe a little bit longer, but it begins to go away sooner than that. And as soon as it starts to dissipate, you begin to see the shadow again. So my patients, usually they're quite happy with it, and they don't want to let it wear off at all, so they come in about every 6 months or so. But that's the process that I go through with improving acne scars. All right, Vince?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to help. And those of you who have this issue, you want to, you can't have it taken care of until the acne is well controlled. And that's done not by a plastic surgeon, but by a dermatologist. And there are lots of different drugs that can help control acne. Sometimes it does take Accutane, which is a dangerous drug. But if it's used carefully and for very short periods of time by a skilled dermatologist, can have really very nice effects. Retin-A is another drug, you know, clindamycin. There's all sorts of creams and things like that that are used for acne. Again, plastic surgeons do not treat acne. We treat the scars that have resulted from acne. It's a dermatologist that would treat acne. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. And I wanted to mention Plexiderm. How many of you have used Plexiderm? I'll bet you a lot of my audience has used Plexiderm because it's John Greenhut's product. John came on the show about a month or so ago. That was a fun time getting back together with my old buddy. We used to do the infomercials for Night Skin together. But John has a product called Plexiderm, and this is a game changer. It's not skincare. The difference between skincare and Plexiderm, skincare works on your skin slowly but surely, improves the quality and the appearance of the skin by changing it, vitamin C, vitamin A, lactic acid, things like that that I have in my nighttime product. Plexiderm is different. It's more like a makeup, more like a cosmetic. You put it on your skin, and within 2 to 3 minutes, your wrinkles disappear. Your bags under your eyes disappear. They're not really gone. They're hidden, just like a skilled makeup artist will hide your wrinkles. Well, Plexiderm will do it in a non-skilled person such as yourself. I'm not saying you're not skilled, but this is pretty easy. You just put it on and you watch over 2-3 minutes and the bags under your eyes go away. The wrinkles go away. Your jowls can even be lifted a bit. It's really quite remarkable. I've tried it on my patients. I have lots of patients that tell me, well, Dr. Perry, I could be your spokesperson for Plexiderm because I use it every day. I know plenty of celebrities who I cannot name because I'll get sued, and they use it every single day before they go into the studio, and it is really a very nice product. Well, John has given me an 800 number to give to you, and you get a 50% discount if you use Plexiderm, 800-925-9963. I said it real fast, just to get you interested. But here is the number again, 800-925-9963. That's 800-925-9963. If you call them, you don't even have to mention my name because it's a special phone number that is keyed into this discount. You'll get a 50% discount off of the Plexiderm. And it's pretty cool, but if you wash your face, you go right back to where you were before. So be careful if you go to the ladies or men's room, you know, on that date. Don't put water on your face because you'll come out looking like a different person. Or just bring the Plexiderm with you. So if you have to wash your face, you'll put another application on. It's the Cinderella procedure. You remember, you know, after midnight, you turn back into a pumpkin or something. Well, Plexiderm is great. Give it a try. If you don't like it, they'll give you your money back. But you will like it. You'll love Plexiderm. 800-925-9963. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. And I wanted to explain why I have been off the air for the last month. And that's not coronavirus. My wife has had been ill. She had ovarian cancer for 14 years. And she was in the hospital several times, and unfortunately, my wife passed away a couple weeks ago. So it's been a very traumatic occasion for my family and my wife. I do hope she is listening through the radio waves, which travel all through the universe. She never missed a show. She listened to this show every week, came in with Noah, and I will miss her. So, Noah, let's go to a commercial now. And I want to thank all my patients and my listeners for your comments to me. Thank you. We're going to go to commercial. Thanks, Noah.
Did you know that most skincare is useless, even fraudulent and often toxic? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. I needed great skincare for my patients, but really could not find products that dramatically improve skin health. So I went to the books and I created a line of skincare that reduces the appearance of wrinkles and truly rejuvenates skin.
I want everyone to try my products, and so for a limited time, I'm offering my complete skincare regimen at half price. Normally, this is $150, but for WOR listeners, it's $75 plus shipping. One product in the morning and one in the evening, moisturize and clean. That's all you need for beautiful skin. It's so simple that soon your friends and relatives will be asking, "What are you doing to look so good?" Go to drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com, or give us a call at 844-DR-PERRY. Use the WOR20 code for the discount. To learn more, listen every Saturday evening, 6 p.m., right here on WOR. Ladies, are you looking older than you feel? I'm board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Aging is inevitable, but I can help you age gracefully. I start with Juvederm and fill wrinkles, and I restore lips to what they used to look like. No duck lips here. And I creatively smooth the jawline and plump marionette lines. You might benefit from chemical peels or lasers to reduce splotchiness and rejuvenate your skin, or Althera to thicken your crepey skin. And for the most dramatic rejuvenation, I perform short scarf face and neck lifts. Let's sit down for an hour consultation and come up with a plan to help you look better. My offices are in Somerset, New Jersey, and on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Give me a call at 732-422-9600. That's 732-422-9600. Check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 6 p.m. right here on WOR.